Maulima, we can start briefly by just discussing what is itikaf.
Itikaf is an action is performed in the month of Ramadan. Find two kinds that when we speak of the month of Ramadan, which would be the Sunnah itikaf and the Nafil itikaf. Now, normally, it is literally seclusion for the sake of Allah, a time where we cut ourselves away from everything that is concerned with our worldly things and we turn only purely to Allah. So the seclusion is meant to give us the focus that we need. The example that is given is like somebody that goes begging at the door of Allah, and not until our prayers are answered or we leave that door. So itikaf is given that same kind of analogy where we are turning to Allah and we beg from Allah until our prayers is answered. Now, in the case of Ramadan, the going in for Sunnah itikaf would be on the 21st night, which means that when Maghrib Adhan goes on the 21st night, that you would be in for the Sunnah itikaf. So it is normally a very difficult situation for women. In most cases, what women would do is make intention of Nafil itikaf, which means that they will take out sections of their day and make intention and find a place where they would actually prepare the itikaf space. And that is such a wonderful, beautiful thing, which is, because it means that we focus the entire family on the fact that that is a place where only Allah's ibadah is done.
What are some of the requirements to perform itikaf in terms of for a male or a female? What are some of the requirements that they need to have in place to perform either the sunnah or the nafil itikaf?
Obviously, we have to be in the month of Ramadan, and even though for Nafil itikaf, it is a daily thing that we can do, subhanAllah, when we go into the masjid and we make intention, we know each action will be judged by its intention. We step over the threshold of the masjid and make intention for Nafil itikaf, then immediately you are given the reward, whatever ibadah you are doing inside the masjid, you are given the reward of the ibadah and of the Nafil itikaf as well, alhamdulillah. So in the same way, in the month of Ramadan, the entire month, obviously, for Nafil, but for the last 10 days especially, because there were times when the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually sat for 20 days too. What we know of is the last 10 days has been earmarked for Sunnah itikaf, because it is in these 10 days that the night of power, the night of Laylatul Qadr, will be found. Attention why people sit specifically is so that inshallah they can actually gain the night of power, that they will be in ibadah in that night of power, because they will be in seclusion. And the only action they will be doing is ibadah. So the requirements would be, for Sunnah itikaf would be the month of Ramadan, right? But for Nafil itikaf any time. For men, that they should be residing in the within the precincts of a masjid. And we know there are certain rules that will apply, that they will only step out when they need to relieve themselves for ablution. In cases where illness, you know, happens, that they would step out to go and see a physician. But for no other reason, if they are sitting for Sunnah itikaf. We are sitting for Nafil itikaf. In our day and age, the men have to work during the day. So they leave their homes on the 21st night, but they actually go to the masjid, and they only go to work and back to the masjid. So they still sit Nafil, but they reside in the precincts of the masjid. Almost they are in a state of Sunnah itikaf, because the only thing that they do outside is go and work and come right back to the masjid, alhamdulillah.
Would a woman who is currently menstruating be able to perform itikaf?
State of menses, the only thing we do not do is we do not read our Salah and we do not read our Quran. But we do know that every single other ibadah, one of our greatest weapons is that of dua. And our dhikrullah, all of those things are in place. So yes, the woman cannot sit for itikaf, make the intention of being from Nafil itikaf and so on in her home, but she would be able to do all those other ibadahs, subhanAllah. And as soon as she's made herself to free herself from her menses, gets into a clean period, then obviously immediately the intention for Nafil itikaf can be done. But while she's in her menses, then she cannot, you know, she would not be sitting for itikaf.
And Maulima, in closing, perhaps just highlighting, we know that during the last few days of the month of Ramadan, women are inundated with a list of things in terms of making sure that the house and all the kids have their shopping done for Eid, as well as preparations. Perhaps you can advise them and, you know, maybe urge them to spiritually uplift themselves as well during the month of Ramadan, in the last 10 days most especially.
This is such an important one for all caregivers and homemakers to focus on. We are 14 days that we have now. So I would suggest that this week coming, inshallah, with all our normal ibadah, this week that we are in now, to actually intensify our cleaning and doing what we want to do if we haven't done it yet. And we should seek from Allah first of all barakah in our time. That is number one. Number two, within the last 10 days now, before Thursday comes, we should hype up the last 10 days in our home. Ensure that everybody is primed, that these are the days. It is like a race car drive, you know. When you're doing your last lap of your Grand Prix, you're not going to be slowing down. You're going to be speeding up and giving it your very best. So that is exactly what we should be doing in these last 10 days. We should take out all the stuff and turn to Allah and find that quiet space, that quietness inside, the quiet space in our home too, to actually focus and focus our time and our energy on connecting with Allah. In saying that, you know, we want to maximize all we can. So in the days that are lying ahead, the next 4 or 5 days, if we are able to cook double meals and freeze one portion of the meal to ease up our time for the last 10 nights, please do so. If our family is easy and they would do just super late, that's great. Do that. But ensure that we maximize and we gain maximally in these days that are coming for us, inshallah. The month of Ramadan is meant as a training ground to connect with Allah, to gain the consciousness of Allah. To do that, we have to be in the space of Allah. We have to intensify our intimate relationship with Allah. We have to ensure that we speak the language that Allah will hear from the voice, not from us personally, so that we are connected. You know, sometimes when we make dua, we don't know what to say because we do not make dua often enough. This is our time to practice. We are in the days where we can practice shaitan is chained. We can focus in this time and build that relationship with Allah so that we can freely speak with Allah anytime through the next 11 months. You know, without having these barriers of not being able to connect and find a quiet space within to connect with Allah. So may Allah grant all of us maximally that Allah places barakah in our time, barakah in the things that we do, and that we gain as much as we can in whichever framework we are in our own domestic environment, that we gain maximally for the sake of Allah in the last 10 days of Ramadan. Ameen.
Mualima, always a pleasure chatting to you. Shukran so much for your advice. Shukran so much.
Subhanallah to all of us. May Allah grant us khair and afiyah. Ameen.
Ameen.